The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
As the Confederate government fled south from Richmond in the spring of 1865, President Jefferson Davis spent 8 days and held a meeting of his cabinet in the Sutherland Mansion on West Main Street in Danville. It was the last place Davis would convene his government before Robert E. Lee surrendered at Appomattox. That home is now a museum. It houses fine art exhibits and also commemorates Danville's brief stint as a national capital. Outside the mansion, the most obvious reminder of the past is a Confederate flag flying over the front lawn. And that brings us to David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project. David, we have another flag controversy brewing.
Right, this story is by John Crane. He's a reporter with the Danville Register and Bee. And it's about an effort by the Danville Museum of Fine Arts and History to kind of recreate its mission, recreate its focus.
Which, according to the museum board, will make it more inclusive of all people in Danville. They feel that can be better accomplished without the Confederate flag out front. But, David, they don't have the authority to take it down.
The city owns the building, so they have to go to city council to get permission to take this flag down.
And with that, it becomes a political issue.
There's lots of people that still care about this and lots of people who are going to be angry if they even think about even considering the request.
That's what Susan Hathaway with Virginia Flaggers told WDBJ-TV at City Hall when Danville Council met to consider what to do next. Council has discussed, but David, they have not yet decided.
And it'll be interesting to see how this plays out as the leaders in Danville seek to make their museum more inclusive. And now it's a museum that's trying to do a lot of things. It's trying to do fine arts and history. But given the building's history, I think we'll be hearing about this story for a while.
At present, no indication of when Danville Council will make a decision. Our next VA News story is also one that stirs up some active back and forth.
Yes, Vanessa Reamer is a reporter for the Freelance Star in Fredericksburg. It's written about a bit of a dust-up in Stafford County, a very suburban county. They celebrate the National Night Out.
That's when people symbolically take back the streets from crime and violence. In Stafford County, it's organized by Sheriff Charles Jett, and this particular one was held on private property in the parking lot at Target. The Virginia Citizens Defense League wanted to set up a booth and also carry their guns in the open, but Sheriff Jett was against allowing the guns.
His thought was, folks, families are coming out here to feel safe, and to a lot of people, particularly those who aren't gun owners, a bunch of people walking around with rifles isn't what they had in mind for a safe event.
It gets a little complicated here. The Defense League went to Target and received permission to bring their guns. Then, on the day of the event, Target reversed itself. Members of the Defense League say that was because of pressure from Sheriff Jett.
The sheriff went one step further. He denied a booth for the Defense League. They wore Gun Save Lives stickers, but the sheriff wouldn't allow them to hand them out.
The Defense League says the sheriff exceeded his authority by interfering with their activities on private property. They're demanding an apology but have no plans for legal action as of now. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.